Brock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock, Hunter, yo.
Yo. What's up, man?
It is the Plan B Morning Show, and it's time for your sports. Let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Hey, dog. Hey, time for sports. All right. What do you got for us? You got anything good?
It is sponsored, so you probably do that.
Oh, yeah.
First.
There you go. I was so intrigued by what we could possibly talk about this morning. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Hey, you moron. Of course, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with that new Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. Bud Light and other delicious products.
There you go. That's an important part. They give us dollar bills.
Yeah.
Basketball. Let's start with that, man. Let's rant for a little bit, Brock.
Okay.
Floppers. Floppers we're talking about. Floppers. Stop flopping. For the love of God, you're flopping around everywhere. Nobody likes floppers. The NBA officially warned LeBron James and Kyle Kuzma to stop flopping around. Stop flopping in a big way, a bad way, during their game against the Memphis Grizzlies. The flopping was sad and embarrassing. The NBA saw their flopping in slow-mo and let both James and Kuzma know that it's not cool and you're going to get fined if you continue to flop.
Wow.
Dude, it was bad. So my brother brought it up the other day, and he's like, "Did you see the LeBron James flopping video?" Like, yeah, the other night when they were playing the Grizzlies. I'm like, "No, didn't watch the game." Dude, he doesn't even get touched.
Yeah.
Doesn't even get touched. And they slow it down in slow motion, which does make it look a lot worse. But you're still flopping. Why is this a thing? You're trying to draw fouls. I get it. But did you ever see Michael Jordan flop?
No, I was just going to say, I don't remember. Larry Bird, I'm pretty sure, didn't flop ever.
Anybody in the 90s.
Yeah, no. No, it's a thing now. So it must be a thing. Must be a thing that everyone in pro sports is doing. You know?
LeBron James, people look up to you, man. A lot of people consider you the GOAT, the GOAT. A lot of people considering you better than Mr. Jordan himself. And then you go and do something like this.
And you know,
he continue to flop.
You know how big of a guy you'd have to be to knock LeBron James down, like, aggressively?
See, here's the problem with when LeBron flops. He doesn't, like, get hit and then, like, oh, man, goes down and, like, gets back up. And, dude, no. He, like, fully, like, he got shot in the chest. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do that, man, especially with the cameras now. It's just, it's embarrassing. So there you go. There's your NBA story this morning. Hopefully, it won't be pussies anymore.
Floppy Joe. Floppy Joe. Nice. Okay. All right.
Let's move on. Fitness. A New York fitness trainer named Chris Spell recently broke a Guinness World Record by doing a 67-inch standing high jump.
Wow.
To be clear, yes, dude. That's crazy. Spell was standing, then he jumped 67 inches in the air and stuck the landing up on top of the box or whatever he was jumping up on.
No effing way. How many inches was that?
67 inches. So how many feet? What is that?
67 divided by 12. That's over 5.5 feet.
Yeah.
Straight up in the air. Are you straight up in the air?
Yeah. Spell said it took about 6 months worth of focused training to pull off the stunt. Admits that he'd like to take a little break before trying something new. Dude, that is insane. If you guys size up 5.5 feet and then try to stand there and jump on top of that, what's this guy, a frog?
Dude, that's insane.
You know? Anyway. Fitness in your sports this morning. Baseball, moving on. The Miami Marlins.
You went from like a super strong feat of fitness into baseball. I think it's great.
Into baseball.
It's great. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Baseball a little bit better than NBA this morning, though, because they're not flopping in baseball.
Good.
That's for sure.
That's good.
Miami Marlins, hoping to allow crowds back in the stands this season, have announced that they are going to start with a limit of 25% capacity. For them, this means about 9,300 people in the stands that holds about 37,000 seats. My opinion, I think we're going to see a lot of this going throughout the year. People doing the 25% capacity thing.
Was it Andrew Cuomo or whatever? The governor of New York, he actually made an announcement saying that he is going to be opening up sports, for the public, but it'll be at 10% capacity.
Wow.
Yes.
10%. I mean, dude, we'll just go to 25 at that point, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens because who knows? We could open it at 25% and then all of a sudden we see another huge spike in case. It'll be interesting to see because New York has been locked the F down. Like, they, and again, there's a lot of people, so it makes sense. So that's why with him even saying, all right, yeah, 10% capacity, which is still a lot of people when you think about, like, you know, Madison Square Garden and things like that. So,
yeah. It's pretty crazy, man. So there you go. That's an odd sports this morning, but yeah, it's a Plan B morning show. What do you expect?
Floppy Joe, Floppy Joe. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 107.
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning.
Nice.
Rock Hunter.
Morning.
You idiot. Anyway.
Sportsy time. Let's do it.
Let's do it. We got to get to it because we got a lot to cover. Sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, the new Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. So many delicious things. So you can enjoy them while you're listening to us. How about that? There you go.
It's delicious. We're going to skip scores because, well, if you want scores, you can go to a real sports station. We're going to talk about fun stuff here on the Plan B Morning Show. Basketball. Let's kick it off with that. Honestly, this is probably the story of the morning. Floppers, stop flopping for the love of God.
Floppy Joe.
Floppy Joe. The NBA officially warned LeBron James and Kyle Kuzma to stop flopping in a big way, in a bad way, during their game against the Memphis Grizzlies. So my brother the other day, we were sitting, I think we were at my parents' house. He's like, hey, did you see that? See that game the other night? LeBron flopped. I'm like, nah, I missed that. And he showed me the video. And I'm like, my God, dude. Like, that's a thing? They're still doing that. Like, knowing that they have 4K HD cameras everywhere in that stadium, you're still not getting physically hit and flopping to the ground like you just got murdered. You should get a huge fine for it, I think. What do you think, Bron?
I don't know, but, I mean, I think it'll all come out in the wash. You know, people will stop. They'll stop liking your style of play, and they'll stop liking you as a player. I mean, is the risk worth the reward? You know what I mean? I don't know.
I mean, I get it. You're trying to draw a foul, but there's a weird line to where it's like just ridiculous flopping, which I saw on camera the other day. To whereas, like, if you're going for a basket and you kind of fall down because you want to draw the foul, that's different. There's just there's a level to it. And another thing, LeBron, so many people look up to you, man. And you know who didn't flop? Michael Jordan. He never flopped. The true GOAT. And it just looks bad. And, you know, we used to make fun of soccer players for doing it so much. And now it's found its way into the NBA. And I just, I can't even watch it.
I'm sure there has been flopping throughout, people overselling it. But when it becomes such a problem that the elite players like LeBron James are getting called out, it's like, all right, maybe we got something more here that we need to look at. So
Yeah. Stop flopping. All right, moving on. Let's talk about skiing. Mikaela Shiffrin. She is now the most decorated American skier in Alpine World Ski Championship history. On Monday, she won a competition and broke two records. Her gold medal resulted in a record 6th world title and gave her a combined 9 career world medals. To pass Lindsey Vonn. Here's the catch. Here's the crazy thing, Brock. She's only 25.
Jeez.
She's 25 years old. The number of gold medals and world titles might still increase with years to come for this for Mikaela. But, man, shattering world records at 25 years old. It's incredible.
It's nuts.
Here's one for you. Fitness. This is kind of a weird story. A New York fitness trainer named Chris Spell recently broke a Guinness World Record for doing a 67-inch standing high jump. To be clear, Spell was standing. Then he jumped 67 inches in the air and stuck the landing on the box or whatever he was jumping up on. Spell said it took about 6 months worth of focused training to pull the stunt off, and he'd like to take a little break before trying something new, but...
That's,
you got 67 inches, 5 feet, what, 5 feet,
it was
eight or something?
It was 5.5 feet.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like me jumping on top of your head, dude.
Yeah, exactly. I'm 5'8". That guy could literally almost jump on top of my head. Just standing and not running, not running, he's, not getting on a trampoline, literally just standing there and then jumping up on top. Yeah.
What was your dad, a cat?
Yeah.
A puma?
Dude,
for God's sake.
The leg muscles on that guy. Good
That's
Lord.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
One last story here, baseball. We're going to finish it here. Miami Marlins hoping to allow crowds back in the stands this season and have announced that they're going to start a limit of 25% capacity. For them, that means about 9,300 people in the stands of the stadium that's can hold about 37,000 people. Marlins, of course, hope those numbers increase throughout the course of the season, but the starting point will be at 25%. And I kind of feel like that's how it's going to be pretty much everywhere, right?
Slowly but surely. You know, I mentioned last hour that the governor of New York, Cuomo or whatever, Cuomo, he said he's going to start opening stuff up to 10% capacity for sports. There's other places that are going 25%. Maybe we'll see half. It all depends. I think it depends on the vaccine rollout. It depends on the numbers. We could see a huge spike if we all open it. I don't know. But right now, people are making steps that way. So.
You know, it's pretty wild. During the Super Bowl, they were the mic'd up that you can listen to. One of the guys on the sidelines, he was saying, he's like, I can't tell who's cardboard and who's real. So, like, them on the field, dude, they felt like it was a full stadium, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's good. That helps out, you know.
So, there you go. That's your sports this morning.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.